Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Praise your name, Jesus. It's an honor you and worship you tonight. We invite your spirit into this house. Your glory. Your presence, oh Lord. Abba, Father, we bless you. Lord Jesus, we give praise to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. Somebody lift your hands and make him feel welcome. about us tonight. It's all about Him, His wisdom, His grace, and His mercy. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Your name is to be praised.
Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
sweet Spirit.
Somebody
stretch out your hands.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit.
Take over this
place. Take over this place.
Mighty Spirit.
Mighty Spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Mighty Spirit.
Mighty Spirit.
Mighty Spirit.
Mighty Spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Healing Spirit.
Healing Spirit.
Healing Spirit.
Healing Spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this.
Healing Spirit,
healing Spirit,
healing Spirit,
you can take over this place,
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 take over this place.
Can you help us say that?
Take over this place,
take over this place,
take over this place,
take over
my heart.
Take over this place.
Take over my mind.
Take over this place.
Take over my spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over my home.
Take over
my life.
Sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit,
take over this place.
Oh, come on, let's celebrate it. Isn't he an awesome God? 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 Isn't he an awesome God?
After we've danced and after we've sung, we surrendered, Somebody worship him. He belongs to
your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Uriya, my Sunday. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Glory unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. We magnify your holy name. Your name, Almighty God, is worthy of praises and worthy of glory and worthy of honor. Oh God, we bless your glorious. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. Rain down your mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, we bless you and we praise you. Hallelujah, we worship you and we glorify you. Hallelujah, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, you are worthy to be. Hallelujah, you are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah, we bless your name, O God. Father God, this morning we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon our great-grand. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Be merciful, O God. Let your mercy reign, O God. Oh, be merciful unto us, O God. We apply the blood of Jesus to this service. We apply the blood of Jesus, O God, to the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to each and every one under the sound of my voice. I soak my body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Father God, I apply the blood of Jesus to the work of my hands. I apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I apply the blood of Jesus to my spouse. I apply the blood of Jesus to my children. Begin to call your children's name and soak them in the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood. Apply the blood of Jesus to children and grandchildren. Oh, God, apply the blood of Jesus to the work of my hands. Apply the blood of Jesus to my influencers in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, apply the blood of Jesus to my dwelling place, oh, God. Apply the blood of Jesus to this prayer line, to each and every one we cover in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami. I release the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere. I release the blood of Jesus upon the doorposts of our homes. Lord, let the blood blood wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cover us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus protect, oh God. The blood. Let the blood of Jesus heal us and redeem us, oh God, from the hands of the enemy, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We cast every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown. We cast us to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood. I cover my grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus. If he has to go back and forth to school on the buses, that classrooms, all the children, classrooms in the blood of Jesus, our children, the blood of Jesus, grandchildren, the blood of Jesus, children, grandchildren, and children at home, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, the children connected to us, the blood. The blood of Jesus, Oria Masandereya Koriasi. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, I took every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in my body in the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I put the armor on my husband, on my children and grandchildren, and oh God, in the name of Jesus, the armor on each and every one of us this morning, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. Father God, your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. We thank you for your greater grace resting upon each and every one of us, not only resting, but being activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Your grace and mercy, oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we praise you, oh God. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. We exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, bless this word that's coming forth this morning. Father God, we are dependent on this word, oh God. We're depending on you to release this word in the name of Jesus. Let the word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let your presence be with us, O God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. John, book of John. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. We're going to look at the book of John again, John chapter 2, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Behind the cross, all of you, and none of me. I want you to know that the Lord wants to be with you. He yearns to be with mankind. Don't let the devil say anything different to you. It is God's desire to be with you as an individual. It's God's desire to be with you, Father. He wants to walk with you. It's God's desire to be with you, Mariama. He wants to be with you 24/7. It's God's desire to be with you, Prophetess. He wants to be with you 24/7. It's God's desire to be with you, Farida. He wants to be with you 24/7. It is God's desire to be with Mother Somerville 24/7. It's God's desire to be with Allison 24/7. It's God's desire to be with Pastor Young 24/7. Oh, yes, it's God's desire to be with Tina 24/7. It's God's desire to be with Crystal. It's God's desire to be with us 24/7. It is his desire. He wants to be with you every minute. He wants to be with you every second, every minute, every hour. It is the desire of God. He wants to dwell among us 24/7. If it's why it is God, I want you to know God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. He wants to be with us 24/7. He delights for us to come into his presence every morning. It is his delight to see us getting up and getting ready to come together in unity and oneness. God wants to be with us. He wants to be with you. He wants to be with your children. He wants to be with your spouse. He wants to be with your grandchildren. God wants to be with you. He wants to be with you, says Teddy. He desire, it is his heart desire. It is his heart desire to be with you. It is his heart desire to be in your household 24/7. He wants to be with you. Hallelujah, Pastor Young. He wants to be with you 24/7. He wants to be with your son 24/7. Hallelujah. I want you to say wherever you are, Mama Somerville, God wants to be with you. Mother Brooks, God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. God wants to be with you. Apostle Irving, God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. Tina, God wants to be with you 24/7. Zion. Hallelujah. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Hallelujah. It's because he wants to be with you. He just don't want to be with you. Hallelujah. He wants to be able to have a conversation with you. Okay? Not just be with you. You can hear. He wants to communicate with you. Hallelujah. He wants to have a conversation. He wants you to be his friend. He wants to have that relationship as a friend, relationship as a father and a daughter, a father and a son. Hallelujah. He wants that relationship. He yearns for the relationship. Hallelujah. And he did not make the angels like he made us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have desired to let us make man in our image and our likeness. Holy Spirit, I pray that your children get this word, oh God, this morning. But he made us in his image. Let us make man in likeness. And you notice he gave us that dominion authority. Let them have dominion. Hallelujah. Let them have dominion. I want you to take a look with me on Genesis 1. Before we go to John, I'm going somewhere with this. But I just want you, wherever you are, just say that God wants to be with me. Say it wherever you are. God's desire is to be with me. And God doesn't want to be with you for only 5 a.m. He wants to be with you 5 a.m. every day, every second, every minute. He said in Genesis 1, hallelujah, 26, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So he makes it. He let us, as the Father and the Holy Spirit, make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion. And you see, you read that over the fish of the sea, the fall. And so God created man in his own image. You made in his own image. In the image of God created he, him, and female. When he created you, he released what? He said you have dominion. So what he did, he went, God blesses you. He released an anointing. Not only did he make you in his image, he just didn't let you stay like that. He blessed you. Hallelujah. He blessed me. He said, God said, God blessed them. And God said unto them, when he blessed you, he anointed you. You are anointed to be fruitful. You are anointed for multiplication. You are anointed to replenish the earth. You are anointed to subdue it. You have dominion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Read Genesis 1:28. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. God's desire is to be with you. Remember Adam and Eve at Genesis chapter 3. I'm going somewhere with it. When Adam and Eve sinned, hallelujah, God covered them with coats of animal skin. Hallelujah. They were hiding, but he covered them. Hallelujah. So that he can still be able to commune. That's why the blood, he covered him. Animal skin. That means he covered them. God wants to be with you. Do you think it did not hurt God? So he drove out man and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims. Because he's holy. Because he's righteous. So therefore man could not stay in Eden. But he didn't just send them out like that. He covered them so nothing could take place. Nothing could harm them. He didn't send them naked. He made them coats. Kept that covered with the coats of animal skin because of the blood of animals. Oh God. And then he left a promise. In Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise her thy hand, and thou shalt bruise his seed. But he say, because look, we'll come back together. He say, where you will come back into that spiritual Eden, because you will splash the head of the enemy. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I give you power to step on scorpions and demons in my name. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us God walks in the cool of the day. He always came in the garden. The Garden of Eden is an extension of heaven on as pure, holy, hallelujah, beautiful, beautiful garden. God still Jesus, the disciples said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is that thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." Eden is an extension of the kingdom in heaven. And it brought it, and now in the heaven is like a heaven on earth. God wants to be with you. I just want you to let that soak in it. See, if you let your breath, so he wants to. So he's get the ark, Exodus 25. Hallelujah. Let's go over some scriptures, Exodus 25. Just bear with me, please, this morning. Hallelujah. After he said, he said, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an ark." Okay, let's go down. Okay. And then he said, verse 8, Exodus 25, verse 8, please write that down. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." This is what he's telling Moses, that I may dwell among them. "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell," that I may dwell among them. His desire. Let me look again. God wants to be with us. Then you look at again at Exodus chapter 3. I'm going somewhere. I just want you to see that God desires to be with you. When you look at Exodus 3, what is he saying to the children of Israel? But what is he telling them to tell Pharaoh? He's telling them to tell Pharaoh. The Lord, Exodus 3:18, "And they hearken unto thy voice, and thou shalt come, and thou elders of Israel unto the king of Egypt, and say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. Thou let us, we beseech thee, 3 days journey in the wilderness, that we may to the Lord our God." What does it mean? That they may worship him. The Bible will tell you, worship him. He's leaving, taking them out of Egypt, out of that affliction that they've been through for all these years. The first thing he said, I want them to come to worship him. Worship, that means he wants intimacy with us. Worship. Remember, we talked 3 days journey that they may sacrifice. The other Bibles call it worship, that they may worship him. Because when you sacrifice to the Lord, you're giving yourself up to him. Hallelujah. And you're giving him to authority over you. You're surrendering to him. It's all about him and not about you. He said, come out of your affliction. The first thing you do when God delivers you, you worship him. Children of Israel, every step of the way, when you go to Exodus 33, Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go. The presence of the Lord is God himself. When the people say the presence is himself, he was with Moses, pillar of what? A cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. He was right there with them. Hallelujah. When he told Abraham, leave the father's and mother house. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, yeah. Father's thing. He was with Abraham. Abraham said he built altars. An altar is a meeting place of the Lord. Everywhere he went, there was an altar built. God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. He wants to be with you. He wants a communication with you. He wants to be your friend. Abraham, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. A friend, intimacy, a relationship. Be with you for a relationship. Not be with you just like Hallelujah. And so that what the adversary is, do you want to be with him? Moses said, if your presence do not go, I cannot go. Do you have that desire? He wants to be with you, but do you want to be with him? Be ready, because to be with him, you got to let go of yourself, your flesh. Now, because he's a spirit, God is a spirit, and this that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the flesh cannot do it under the spirit. Do you desire to lay off all this mess up of the flesh and just come by in the spirit and in truth and worship it? That's what he wants. He wants to tell you. He has so much to tell you. He has so much to release to you. As an individual, he got so much. Sometimes it hurts God to see you going through different changes. But there's a barrier you have placed that he cannot come fully to you because of the things in your life. He's holy. He's righteous. He said, be ye holy. Hallelujah, for I am holy. You can only be holy through Christ Jesus. Be ye holy when you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Be ye holy when you are obedient. The Bible tells me, Enoch walked with God. Enoch never tasted death. He walked with God until he was no more. That means in Enoch's submission to God, there was no alternative. He went all the way until the earth could not continue. Hallelujah. Death could not touch him. Hallelujah. He was so full. That's the fullness of Jesus Christ. He was full. That when you get so full of Jesus, when you get so full of the Spirit of Christ, the earth cannot contain you. Hallelujah. The flesh cannot take it anymore. Because you have allowed the Spirit of God to take over your flesh. And the only way the Spirit of God will take over completely, if we surrender completely to him, and we are obedient to him, and surrender our lives and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will. Do you realize Jesus totally said, surrender to the Lord? He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Hallelujah. Elijah, surrender. Hallelujah. The chariot came and took him and carried him. Because the earth could not. The earth could not take it. Holiness, that righteousness, he went. God wants to be with you. Noah in the days in Genesis, there was sin all around. But he found favor in the sight of God. The whole place was sitting. But he found favor. Why? Because he was obedient. He wanted to be with the Lord. When you want to be with self, we want to do what is pleasing to the person. But God wants to be. Are you ready to surrender your flesh? God wants to be with you. God wants to be. Look, Moses had to go up in the mountains several times because of the Lord. Several times when he went there, God gave him divine instructions. God wants to be with you. Hallelujah. Moses, I believe Moses, that he died and he was buried, and God buried him himself. If Moses had not committed that one thing up and hitting the rock, I don't believe Moses would have experienced that. But God himself buried Moses. Well, nobody knows where Moses' grave is up to today. You know what? Because he was, every time he went in the presence of the Lord, he was filled with the presence that he had to cover his head. Hallelujah. Because the glory of God illuminated radiated from him. He became the radiance of the glory of God. Hallelujah. God wants to be with you. Do you want to be with him? So the Bible says, on the third day and I will end, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples for the marriage. Are you going to invite him? Moses said, if your presence don't go with me, I cannot go. The reason Jesus was to this wedding is that, do you know that these people did not know it will be recorded in the Bible that the first miracle Jesus did was at their wedding? But guess what? Jesus did not crash the wedding, called him, they invited him. Are you willing to invite Jesus completely and totally in your life? Suppose I'm already, and then the whole thing about it, totally surrender to Jesus. Hallelujah. Invite him into your life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Give you complete authority and dominion over your life and your destiny. Invite him. Invite him into everything you do in your home, in your marriage, in the life of your children. He wants you to invite him. When you invite him, he comes in. Mary and Martha invited him this morning. Invite him. Then we look at Emmanuel. I play that. Isaiah 7:14. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23. Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? Emmanuel with an okay, it can start with I, it can start with E. Imanu, the Hebrew word means with us. And E-L, God. And with an E is Emmanuel. And this week, Mariama, this is what we're going to pray. Lord, we invite you. We want you to be with us. 24/7. Be with your children 24/7. Emmanuel, Isaiah 7:14. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God is with us. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. The Bible says in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. He wants to be with us. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, in everything that we do, we say, we cry out, Emmanuel. When we go to work, Emmanuel. When we drive our cars, Emmanuel. When we do things in our home, Emmanuel. Oh God, Emmanuel, let the Spirit of Christ be with us 24/7. Emmanuel, we invite him in. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus was invited, we invite him in. Lord, you are a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God with us. If your presence do not go with us, we cannot go. We need you. We need you. We need you. We invite you into our lives. We invite you into our situations. We don't try to do it on our own. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. We need you, Jesus. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Be in the life of our children. Emmanuel. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. That's all you want. You want God with you. In every situation that you come on the prayer line, God with us, 9 a.m. That's why when you come, it's not good to get into conversations. You do your conversations, your personal conversation before you get on the prayer line. It's not a place, because it's a spiritual place. It's holy and it's righteous, and we got to respect that presence of the Lord. We can talk after the prayer line. We can talk before the prayer line. But when we come in, let us respect the presence of the Lord. He's right there. So you got to give him all the adoration and praises and thanksgiving. God with us. Hallelujah. In your private life, God with you. In your personal prayer life, God with you. On your job, God with you. 24/7. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.